guitarist Bill Frisell leads an ensemble here called the Intercontinentals, and the piece is called Listen. Listening is always a good idea when Bill Frisell straps on the old electric guitar, because you never know who he's going to end up playing with. This group, the Intercontinentals, is pretty large by Frisell's standards. It's a sextet. He's done a lot of great work in a trio setting. Here in New York, he often works with Tony Scher and Kenny Wallison, bass and drummer, respectively. But in the next hour, we'll have a chance to not only talk a bit with Bill Frisell and hear some of the Intercontinentals, but we'll hear excerpts from a couple of other notable trios that he has performed with, including an album with the legendary jazz drummer Elvin Jones and the redoubtable bass player Dave Holland, and also a record that he did with Jim Keltner and Victor Kraus, Victor being Alison Krauss's brother, and Jim Keltner, a name you may not know, but a drummer whose sounds you probably do know. He's worked with everyone from Bob Dylan and Eric Clapton to John Hyatt, and they worked with Bill Frisell in a trio setting as well. I'm John Schaefer. This is program number 2221. Lots of very different sorts of music in the next hour, all held together by the musical glue. I wonder how he'll enjoy being described that way. The musical glue that is Bill Frisell. Thank you. That piece is called Listen, and it is an example of the music that you'll hear on Bill Frisell's album The Intercontinentals, which is in fact an intercontinental multicultural ensemble led by the versatile guitarist and composer and occasional guest of ours on New Sounds. Bill Frisell joins us for this edition of the program, and Bill, a very busy time. Well, it seems like you've always got three or four projects going at once, but the Intercontinentals, even by your standards, was a little bit of a departure, wasn't it?
Yeah. Just getting together with a whole bunch of people that I didn't really know and trying to figure out if we could play together. But since then, since that recording, we've had the opportunity to play quite a bit. So
right. You were in the opening month of Carnegie's Zankel Hall and touring around in Europe and stuff like that. The group includes musicians who represent West Africa and Brazil. You have a Greek Macedonian player of the Arab Oud. And what are you sort of playing mostly these days, at least with this band? Electric, acoustic?
Just mostly electric guitar and a little bit of acoustic guitar. I mean, more 90% I'm sort of the electric player. And then there's Greg Lease, who's also... Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of electric stuff going on in there.
Yeah, now you and Greg, when you performed for us at that New Sounds Live New York Guitar Festival marathon concert some time ago, you and Greg did a piece by the great West African guitarist Boubacar Traoré. Uh-huh. And it's pretty evident from the music and from some of the titles on this Intercontinentals record that he has become sort of a big influence on you.
Really. Actually, Siddiqui Camara, who is on this album, I met him and Boubacar at the same time and really got drawn into their music and followed him around and tried. He taught me a couple of his songs, and I ended up, he came to stay at my house a few times, and a couple times we were actually going to do concerts, but this has been so frustrating for me. I've spent quite a bit of time with him and learned a lot of his music, but these days there's been some world events.
Oh yeah, I've heard of those.
You know, one time we were supposed to, it was after September 11th, we had a concert that didn't happen, and then the war in Iraq, we were supposed to play again, it didn't happen again.
So was he on your short list of people to be in this band?
Well, no, he wouldn't have. This was more just he and I playing. We had these concerts planned, and so far next year there's another one planned. I hope there's not, maybe things will
cool
just
off
stay a,
bit. A
little quieter for a while.
Yeah. The album actually begins with a piece called Boubacar. This is your own tribute to him?
Yeah, and it's, I'd say it's borderline
theft?
The melody. It's kind of, the melody is very, it's more than just being inspired by him. There's a bit of a melody of his there.
Well, and working with someone like Vinicius Cantuari, a great Brazilian singer and vocalist and percussionist and guitarist, it seems like chameleon-like you're able to sort of play this stuff a la Boubacar Traoré and then play, you know, his arrangement of a great Brazilian piece, and it all somehow comes out sounding like this band, like your group.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not really trying to play exactly what that music is. I'm just trying to do what I always do, is just listen and just try to get my own sound in there and just blend in.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's what makes this album work so successfully. Let's hear these two pieces from Bill Frisell and the Intercontinentals. Boubacar is the first one, and then an arrangement of Gilberto Gil's Processão on New Sounds. Thank you.
procissão, se arrastando que nem cobra pelo chão. E as pessoas que nela vão passando acreditam nas coisas lá do céu. E as mulheres cantando tiram verso, e os homens escutando tiram chapéu. E eles vivem penando aqui na terra, esperando o que Jesus prometeu. Jesus no firmamento, tá na terra, isso tem que se acabar.
Two excerpts from the Intercontinentals, globe-trotting ensemble led by guitarist Bill Frisell. That last piece called Procissão, arranged by the Brazilian guitarist Vinicius Cantuária. It's originally a Gilberto Gil song. Prior to that, Boubacar, which is Bill Frisell's tribute to the great West African guitarist and composer Boubacar Traoré. On this album, Bill, you've got, in addition to yourself and Vinicius, your old friend Greg Lease on pedal steel and lap steel, and Jenny Scheinman plays violin. Christos Govetas is from Greece.
Uh-huh.
And you mentioned Siddiqui Kamara is from Mali and has been Boubacar's longtime accompanist.
Well, not long. There's a song on the album, Baba Drame. That's Boubacar's song he wrote for this percussionist that played with him for many, many years, who died. So when I met Siddiqui, he was replacing this guy momentarily.
I see.
And now we're playing that song, and Siddiqui's singing, and he's talking about Boubacar. I mean, there's all this talking about each other, and
Well, that seems to be part of the tradition, is that that music is as much history and gossip and family history as...
Yeah, and it's... And I don't... You know, with some of it's French sometimes, or some of it's in Bamana, and... there's another great, great guitar player I've met. I'm going a little off the subject, but... Jelimadi Tunkara. I don't know if you know. He plays in the Super Rail Band.
The Super Rail Band, sure.
And he has a new album that's where he plays just acoustic music. And Siddiqui also plays on that album. And I'm listening to the album, you know, the first time I heard it, and I thought I heard, wait, did they say Siddiqui? You know, and then there's
singing.
Yeah,
it.
There's this one song that's all they're just talking about Siddiqui on the whole song, and it's like, it's wild.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're speaking with Bill Frisell, and the Intercontinental is just one of a number of projects that he's been working on recently. You mentioned before that, you know, what you try and do, whether it's playing, you know, with a Brazilian guitarist or a Greek oud player or an African guitarist, is to listen to what they do and then try and, you know, just make it your own, do your own thing in that context. You have played lots of different types of music over the years. I mean, there's been, people have pointed to country influences, jazz, rock, electronic. I mean, it seems like that's the reason that critics resort to stringing together so many different words when they try and describe the sound of a typical Bill Frisell record. As if there were a typical Bill Frisell. It doesn't seem to be a typical one yet.
I've said this before, but I don't think that much about the actual instruments. You know, I'm thinking about the people and how we're going to relate to each other. Almost, I mean, of course it's musically, but it's also a personal thing.
But in a moment, we'll have a chance to sample a couple of very different sounding releases as we continue our conversation with Bill Frisell. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. This is New Sounds. My guest is guitarist Bill Frisell. We've heard some music from his album, The Intercontinentals, and the band, The Intercontinentals, which is essentially a sextet representing three or four different continents. As we were speaking about before the break, Bill, you do a lot of different things in a lot of different contexts. And even with, you know, a kind of a steady trio that plays here in New York with Kenny Wollison and Tony Shearer, you have lots of other trios that you've recorded with over the years, and they each seem to have a distinct sound, and yet, you know, still kind of they're Frisellified somehow. tell me a little bit about Gone Just Like a Train.
Well, that was the first time I'd met Jim Keltner. This was another thrill for me because I've been a big fan of his for, I was playing with Ginger Baker. I was doing a recording with Ginger Baker, and Jim Keltner came and just to hang out, and it seemed like he was like, I never thought I could, he was be somebody I could just call up and see if they wanted to play, but he seemed just totally open to it. And I don't know what year this was, like 95, and I had just done this recording in Nashville, and I'd met Victor Krause, who played on that album, and just thought, well, I gotta stick these guys together. And so that's how that came about.
So none of the three of you had worked together before?
No. So I'd never played with Keltner and had just done that one thing with Victor. So
let's hear how it turned out. This is Gone Just Like a Train. My guest is Bill Frisell. Thank you. from Gone Just Like a Train, music from Bill Frisell. And are you still doing solo stuff? I mean, we're hearing all this ensemble music tonight. I can remember seeing you at St. Anne's, you and your guitar and your loops and your toy music boxes and stuff. Do you still do that?
A little bit. I keep trying to do it, and I'm a little, gradually a little more comfortable with it, but and sometimes I have a little bit of fun doing it, but there's still something, for me, music, so much of it is the back and forth, like conversation thing that have, or just the energy starts going back and forth and flying around between, even if it's just one other person. Mm-hmm. But when you're alone and you, that's the hardest thing for me to get comfortable with, is to play an idea and then it just sort of goes out into the air. Mm. And then nothing comes back, you know, and
like
and
playing tennis by yourself.
And not even against a wall. Well, I guess maybe the audience. No, it's not. It's like, well, the audience does something, but it's almost like you're playing tennis without the ball bouncing back. You're right. Just sort of hitting the ball out there, yeah. And then it just sort of goes away. And you have to just keep pumping these balls out there.
And so most of your recordings, virtually all of them, are ensemble recordings. There are some exceptions. One other trio that you did document your work with was yet another powerhouse trio. Had Dave Holland and Elvin Jones played together before?
They had a little bit, but not a lot. So
now you were talking before about, you know, the kind of musician that you feel like you can't just call up and say, "Hey, you want to do a record?" I mean,
well,
Elvin Jones. how do you do that?
Well,
how do you make that call?
That was definitely one of those, like, where you can't really, or I couldn't. And a friend of mine, Michael Shreve, who's a drummer, was the original drummer in Santana, and he's, you know, on, if you've seen, or if you were at Woodstock, or seen the movie, there's like a big, he was like a young guy, played this big drum solo, and
right.
Anyway, he's been close friends with Elvin since he was a kid. He actually snuck in, climbed through a window of a bathroom somewhere where Coltrane was playing, and jumped down into the bathroom, and the whole band was in the bathroom. And I don't know how old he was, like 15 or something. And they were like, "Wow, who's this little kid just jumped through the, or he came through the heating vent or something." and they invited, they were like, "Wow, cool," and they invited him into the club, and really from that time on he's been very close with Elvin, and he's writing a book on Elvin. And but anyway, Michael really helped to hook that whole thing up, and that was just an incredible experience for me. It was really quick. You know, I wish I could do it again. I wish I could have another crack at it. But, you know, it was just really a day and a half in the studio. That was my chance.
But, yeah, there you were with two guys from the Pantheon.
Yeah, that was something.
We're speaking with Bill Frisell, and here's some of the music that he recorded on the album, which is simply called Bill Frisell, Dave Holland, Elvin Jones.
Thank you.
Guitarist Bill Frisell, my guest on New Sounds. Dave Holland playing the bass. The legendary Elvin Jones playing the drums. And at some point during the sessions, did you just kind of like look around the room and say, "I can't believe I'm standing here with these guys"?
No, I really, really. One point, I was actually in tears. I was like, "I can't." I don't know. I've just been really lucky. I mean, I've gotten to play with a lot of great musicians.
Yeah. Well, and you know, you clearly haven't sort of cut yourself off from musicians who might be, you know, in different musical worlds. I mean, the Intercontinentals, you're reaching out to players from other continents. With Greg Lease, when the two of you guys get together, there's often a definite Americana flavor to the proceedings, and it seems like it's all one big well for you to draw on.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what music, that's where all the barriers, as soon as you start playing with anybody, it's you know, you don't know what color they are, you don't know where they're from, all that stuff just sort of goes away.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever, I mean, have you, you've done so many different collaborations. There must have been some that didn't work as well. I mean, because, I mean, the guitar is an idiosyncratic instrument.
Well, I mean, but it doesn't work. If something doesn't work, it's not because of the music. I mean, if people just want to play, it'll work. Mm. I think, you know, when I went to play with Elvin, I wasn't trying to show him what I could do, you know. There's no way I could show him anything. I was just trying to, that was the other, like, talking about Elvin again, I hadn't even really met him, and just the kind of humility, you know, he came in there just like, well, what can I do to make this, you know, he was total humble, you know, he wasn't saying, "Man, I played with this guy and that guy, and I did this, and I'm a legend," and there was, you know, he wasn't.
Yeah, we didn't do it back in the Coltrane days like this, young whippersnapper. No, none of that stuff.
No, I mean, he was just trying to play some music, and if the attitude is right, it's something good can happen, you know.
Well, there've certainly been ample opportunities for you to do that over the years with lots of different people. Bill, always a pleasure to see you, and thanks so much for joining us on New Sounds.
Thank you. Thanks so much for listening to all this music.
There is a lot of it, and in fact, there's still a lot more that we could do. Why don't we hear a little bit of Bill Frisell's music to one of the old Buster Keaton shorts. This is from the album called Quartet. This is actually from a Buster Keaton movie called Convict 13, and it's also the name of this excerpt from Bill Frisell. We'll hear a somewhat longer excerpt from his film score to this otherwise silent classic. As we continue, you're listening to New Sounds.
And you're hearing New Sounds on 93.9 WNYC and WNYC.org, which is supported by Media and Entertainment Strategies, a market research company serving four industry sectors: interactive media, broadcast and cable television, print media, technology and communications, online at mes-inc.com. And WNYC is the media partner for StoryCorps, capturing the nation's stories in sound. Now with story booths at the World Trade Center, Path Station, as well as Grand Central Terminal. Details at storycorps.net or 800-850-4406. You're listening to John Schaefer and New Sounds.
Like a playlist for this New Sounds program, it's easy to get. Just check us out online, program number 2221. That's on the web at wnyc.org or newsounds.org. Bill Frisell's been my guest. Why don't we conclude with The Gallows? Once again, this is music from Bill Frisell's quartet record and music for the Buster Keaton film Convict 13.
Thank you.
almost picture the character trudging to the gallows. The piece is called The Gallows, written by Bill Frisell, as musical accompaniment to a silent film by Buster Keaton. Not the first or the last time that Bill Frisell has contributed new music to a silent film. This comes from the Bill Frisell Quartet CD. And that's going to do it for this New Sounds program. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.